This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Casilda Roper Simpson. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, Ms. Simpson, you are running for civil court judge. Tell
yes,
our listeners, who is Casilda Roper Simpson and why are you running?
Again, thank you. My name is Casilda Elena Roper Simpson, and I'm running for Kings County Civil Court Judge. And that particular position is for the entire borough of Kings County, the entire Brooklyn. There are some races for civil court that's for different districts, but I'm running for the entire Brooklyn. And I'm running because I prepared myself professionally and personally for this position. I am presently an administrative law judge to handle social service cases. And in that position, I hear cases, I sit and listen to issues that come before me, and I'm responsible for making sure that the decisions are written, and once the commissioner approves of those decisions, they're sent to appellants. And I am also an adjunct professor, and I've been teaching for over 12 years, and in teaching for over 12 years, I teach criminal justice and paralegal studies. And I had the privilege of teaching at New York City Community College, where I actually was a student many, many years ago, where I graduated my community college degree as a legal secretary, because I was once a legal secretary, a paralegal where I worked at the Kings County District Attorney's Office, and an attorney for over 25 years, and now an administrative law judge. And I've practiced as a criminal defense attorney for many years. I was a member of the Kings County assigned counsel panel, 18B attorney. And that panel, on that panel, I represented people, individuals who could not afford to hire their own attorney when legal aid or any other institutional provider could not represent them. I actually was one of the worst police brutality. I was also one of the attorney for the worst police brutality cases in the history of New York City, Abner Louima. And unfortunately, after being a part of that case, I actually had other fatality cases, Patrick Bailey, East New York, and one of the officers that was involved with Mr. Bailey's case was actually involved in Mr. Abner Diallo's case and unfortunately killed Mr. Diallo. So I've done quite a few things. I also was the managing attorney for a foster care agency in Brooklyn. So as a civil court judge, you're required to be able to sit in criminal court, family court, and also civil court.
Okay, so Ms. Simpson, you have a wealth of experience. In addition to that experience and knowledge, what other qualities make you the best candidate to be elected as the civil court judge in the primary in June?
The other quality, that one of the things that people, our community should look for in a judge, is one that knows the community. I've been in our community for a very long time. I grew up in Crown Heights. My family, my parents and my siblings and I migrated from Panama. And I came here when I was very young. I was five, and I went to school in this country, PS 289, Dyker Heights and James Madison High School. And being a part of the community, my mama taught us to give back to the community. And I've mentored young people. I've mentored my students. Presently, I'm mentoring some young high school girls, young ladies from Brooklyn United. I've mentored high school. I used to work as pro bono attorney and on the board at Life Camp, NWCP, the Lions Club. We need to make sure that we have people from our community, people who know our community. When I say our community, I don't just necessarily mean our community of color. Most definitely our community have challenges, people of color. But just to make sure the equality, and when a person is sitting on the bench, has the temperament that's required to know how to handle and deal with all different people and the diversity that Brooklyn has.
Okay, so speaking about, you know, the diversity that Brooklyn has and the different issues, can you explain to our audience the different issues that a civil court judge handles that impacts their daily life?
One of the things that's very prominent in our issue right now is the moratorium, the landlord-tenant issue that's going to come to a boom very soon. We have those issues that's going to be addressed very, very soon. I've handled landlord-tenant matters. I've handled issues and dealt with landlord-tenant issues with my clients when, unfortunately, they've had domestic violence issues. I've handled criminal court matters. And in criminal court, when you're dealing with, unfortunately, those issues with the defendants, it's a lot of crossovers, whether it's landlord-tenant, whether it's family court issues. We have a lot of issues that there's a lot of crossovers in civil court. And as a civil court judge, as I stated before, when you get elected as a civil court judge, you can be assigned to either criminal court, you can be assigned to family court, or you can be assigned to civil court, where in civil court you handle any matters up until $25,000. And you can handle landlord-tenant issues, issues that it would be about breach of contract alone. I've also been an arbitrator in small claims court handling those type cases, auto accidents. I've been an in-house attorney, slip and falls, handling auto accidents. I've done trials, both criminal and civil, in every county in New York City. So I have the ability to do trials and arraignments and know the rules of evidence. So when you're looking to put a judge on the bench, we want to make sure that they have those skills. You know, most definitely when a judge is elected, they do have to go to judge school. But you don't want to have a judge learning from the very beginning. You want to have them maybe having a review, not learning on the job. And I'm not that candidate. I'm the candidate that can hit the ground running. You know, all the years that I practiced, and that's over 25 years at least, oftentimes I sat in court on some days where the wheel of justice moved very, very slowly. And we've had a backlog in our court system. And as a result of the unfortunate pandemic, I'm sure it has tripled. You don't want to vote for a judge on June 22nd at the day of primary 2021 and not know that judge can hit the ground running. And I am that candidate. I am very prepared for this position.
And as that candidate, Ms. Roper Simpson, how can one support your candidacy? Share with us some contact information.
My website is ropersimpson4judge.com.
Ms. Roper Simpson, we thank you so much for sharing this information with us. Wish you the very best of luck on June the 22nd. Experience, knowledge, skills, compassion. That is Casilda Elena Roper Simpson for Kings County Civil Judge. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.